It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. 10 a.m. in the nation's capital. DOC and Metal coming back for more. Double hitter by our standards. And do we have content? You better believe it. Well, Metal, where you want to start? With the exits or the entry mark? I guess it's confirmed now that Kevin Willard is with Nova.
Confirmed and, by ESPN. The college has yet to make their official statement, or he has, at least as far as I've seen. So. Mm-hmm. Keeping an eye on it, though.
What are the odds that it's not?
No. You can trust ESPN's reporting. It's just we have not had the official statement come out yet. But
I think it was official when Sheehan spoke to him a week ago.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we all kind of knew. But they are saying now that a paper's been signed, and it's just a matter of time till they basically have a press conference. So.
Yeah. It's never going to be smooth on the exit. I don't care. I mean, you're just not going to like it. I want anybody that doesn't want to be here gone. I wouldn't want to force anybody's hand to stay where they don't want to be. The question is, who's next? Let's move on. And does the program benefit, you know, from it? Did he open up? Did he pull a scab off? First of all, did you hear anything that you didn't know?
No.
What was shocking? What was revealed that you didn't know? With the Kevin Willis deal, with the situation at the university, I mean, when it comes to how you have to beg, borrow, and steal to get support.
Yeah, I think we all knew that. I think he went into more detail, like who would have known about the Christmas thing unless you're part of the program or something. But you're right. It's like
you blame
most of those problems, I think you can understand. And I don't think they're problems that only happen at Maryland either. I think they're problems that happen in a lot of schools with football and
that
basketball
happen
programs.
At Maryland? The question of university with the reputation, the access, you're not in Tupelo, Mississippi. You're in the DMV. That's all I'm saying is that might this be an advantage for you? Open your eyes. Somebody needs to be held responsible so you can correct it, or what stops it from happening again?
I mean, they don't even have an athletic director right now. So you can't even blame anyone because there's no one there. So they got a couple vacancies to figure out this offseason.
But they have a very appealing proposition. I'm just saying, it's not like you got to put people at gunpoint. I think there are people that would, you know, give you at least a finger for this opportunity. So we'll see. Brother Sheehan was direct, on point, and I can't wait to get his response. I think Lou hit me this morning, maybe about 7 a.m. with the headlines. I felt it this moment Kevin asked him the question. I think it was last Tuesday. He just seemed so uncomfortable. Whatever he does, please get a media coach. Because he's just like he fell apart. That's the part about it to where I'd like to help him exit. Because, dude, I mean, that was a weak departure. That was a weak presentation. The whole thing, like, you know, we expect you to be a leader of men. You falling apart. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just, dude, really? We're not talking about the nuclear code. We're talking about something you've been doing your whole daggone life. And it has such a feeling that he'd already done this before when he left to come to Maryland. And when they brought that archive, brought that video out, I was like, oh, this dude's a player. We got played. So I'm going, good, move on. Move on, and let's move forward. The games last night, my goodness. How lucky are we?
Well, I was not lucky, as I had Texas Tech beating Florida. And they were up pretty much that entire second half until the final 30 seconds.
Yeah, you shouldn't be mad at yourself. It's not like you went out on a limb and you picked, like, it, you know, like you had somebody giving you information that you should be brutally upset at. No, that was, dude, how could you not have felt that?
Those two threes in the final, 20 seconds there were just brutal. Oh, man, I saw that happen, and I could tell Texas Tech was just scared. They didn't know what to do. They were like, oh, it's a tie game all of a sudden. What do we do? And they were just struggling. They had some open threes and some shots to some chances to take that game still, and they just bricked them.
But that's the difference between a playmaker. And when you get Steph Curry's name attached to yours, baller, I'm telling you, they don't throw that around a lot. That's gold. I mean, I think you even get G from the shop. It's 10:05. Nah, he's asleep. But I think they would get him. When he gets up, I guarantee you, you'll get a response. Because that's what this tournament brings out, man. It brings it out of you. If it's in you, brings it out. I just could not believe the level of competition and how close people get to. And then today, thank goodness, they won't be at midnight. I like the time of the day for us that are aging. I think this is quite a treat.
They're always on a little earlier on the Sundays. You know, they don't run them as late as Saturday and Friday. Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you. And the women's side, man, Duke and Gamecocks, Tigers, Bruins. It's really, and the Trojans, when you know what it takes? We don't have the time, but I'm sure it'll, you know, it will be served to really give the Trojans, the ladies of Troy, their due. You win in a tournament without one of the best, if not the best player in collegiate basketball. And you win? Man, that is. And with babies, freshmen stepping up. And in hoops, maybe more so than any sport, I don't know if the term freshman means less. Because I'm seeing freshmen, these guards. Oh, my goodness.
Some of these guys, man.
You see pro all over it. And you just go, well, how do you have that good this early?
How do you do that? Which one of these guys is going to be on the Wizards?
Well, I don't know. We're blessed today because we'll ask one of the best to ever play the game again, the Wizard, Walt Williams. We're so lucky because there's only a handful of people walking the planet that have actually been in these positions, who've actually done these things. And when you get them to share with you, I mean, where else are you going to get it from? You know? That's what I think is so important. I can understand it's these seniors doing this, but these babies coming out, and I know a lot of this has to go to AAU and all the tournaments and all these events and these great youth coaches that give up their time and expertise. They get very little credit, but this is the byproduct of a lot of love. You heard the stories about Larry Bird, French Lick, Indiana, shooting on the side of a hoop, on the side of a barn. And he out there day and night putting up shots. There was no automatic return ball for him. He had to go get his own rebound and come back. You know what I'm saying? He's solo, putting in work. That's incredible. I don't know. This thing stands out, man, in a way that is just amazing. Men and the women's side is just incredible. And sustained success. That's the part about this. And then really watching Duke, people that say the favorites. And
hey, Doc, let me just interrupt you just a second. Villanova has put out a statement now confirming that Willard is the new men's head coach.
Is that
going
to put no music behind you? No special effects?
I don't know if it's a breaking news since we all know already,
yeah,
but
know.
They have now put their official statement out, so it is official from Villanova now.
Okay. All right. Now, we want to be accurate. That's important. And, there's never a great break. Guy did a hell of a good job. Crab 5, we would love to have it to been extended. Moore can't take that away. Can't take that away. And in the end, you know, who knows? You may find that he was a major part of their development. But for right now, it stinks. It stinks, but you got to move forward. We've been blessed again today because we have two awesome people that love the game of basketball and interpret it as well as anybody. And they're part of that all-star broadcast team of Holiday, Naki, and Williams. And two of those three Hall of Famers will be with us today to shed some light on it. It's a sensitive situation because, you know, people, you build relationships. But these young people understand it's how life goes, you know. If you can pull people off in the middle of a tournament and these portals are open and people are coming and going, I just got to make some sense out of this for me. Somebody's got to explain to me why it takes an act of Congress for these people to understand that can that wait until one shining light, Luther sings, and then start it? Would it kill you to do that? Isn't that just normal? Apparently it's not. So, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But Coach Naki and, of course, the Wizard Walt Williams will serve that to you today. The excitement level. So, last night, Metal, you don't rest. So, I wonder, how much of this did you visually consume or did you just hear it in the background?
No, I actually met a couple friends over at one of the breweries over here by the Nats Stadium, which there's a mess getting down here because mm-hmm. The Nats game had just ended. But I was hanging out over there, eating dinner, really. And then I worked last night at one of our sister stations. So after I had dinner, I just walked down here. But luckily, their studio had a TV, so I had the Duke game on in there. I did watch the Florida-Texas Tech game at that brewery, though, before I came into work last night. So I got to watch pretty much most of both the games. So all the good parts.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. I got a chance to hang out with Tana and Clark and
I didn't get to do that. So.
Yeah, no, it was cool because there was no TV. I had to watch it on phone and get a little bit of a great group of people, you know, that love the Commanders. And, you know, anything that bumps that or that shares space with Burgundy and Gold and everybody here loves hoops, you want to know anything that can rival Burgundy and Gold, you know it's a hoops-based zip code. And so really good excitement to be around people that represent the area and love it for what it really means. And that's being competitive. We just want to be in the mix. We want to be in everything that represents being competitive. And why not? Why not? We've had a taste of it, and we're hungry, and we want it back. And that's the important thing that we want to get done. Friends out on X has been fun. A little dialogue that has been that has been going on, which I like. Now, when it's when I saw DC Heavy Metal, I said, "Well, that's you." I wanted to make sure nobody had tried to go out and steal your handle.
No. Okay, on Twitter. I am just Metal Chris. There's no underscores. So, there's no numbers or anything. I got on there early and I got the name early, and so I've always had it.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, because I was just hoping that there was, you know, with you there was no underscore, no BTP.
I'm the original. I'm the original.
Okay, good, good. I love that. I love that because some of these kids, you know, they add all these things. You try to explain to them that, oh, you're just putting a roadblock in front of yourself. It's just not the way you want to go. But, you know, you folks, mom, you say a hard hit is makes for a soft behind. And that's exactly what a lot of our young compadres have to deal with. 1-800-636-1067. If you got any feedback on the Maryland situation, last night, teams earning the right to compete. Interesting, with Rick Barnes and Sampson thinking about this game. Guys with this pedigree been coaching a long, long time and have yet to ring the bell. Trying to ring the bell. And then, you know, looking at the Dukies, I really, really focused on their club last night, and I was quite impressed with their defense. And, you know, every time it comes down to, no matter how spectacular you are, how well do you D up? Do I have to beg you to do it, or do you do it because you understand that's how you win?
Well, that Alabama offense was high flying too. That wasn't just in the offense; they shut down last night. So
you ain't lying. I mean, some of these shots, man. It is really, really, really off the charts.
I would just like to note that we had Kevin Sheehan on yesterday, and he did call that Duke would not only win but also cover, and they clearly did.
Well, in case you've been sleeping under a rock, he is kind of dominant in that space.
Oh, I know. So, I just wanted to, you know, give him flowers where it's due, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did that coming off the 18th hole.
Yep. Yesterday on our show. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right from the golf course.
Exactly. He did that coming off the 18th hole. So the dude is really talented, and he controls it. And his day-to-day, I can't imagine, he probably has a phone bank of 15, 16 people working that phone line or internet or whatever. The operation just got, I just love to get a behind the scenes shot of how many people he actually has working for him. Time for us to take our first break here on Overtime. Again, 1-800-636 is the number. We'd love you to jump in today. If you have a comment about the Maryland situation, overall, your picks, the Final Four, how's your bracket going, or do you still have one? And we won't laugh, we won't mock, we'll just simply be proud of you for being honest. We'll be right back.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
10:23, our first break here on Overtime. Doc Walker, Heavy Metal, Christopher. The MGM National Listener Line is 1-800-636-1067. And we are thrilled to have Little join us today as a leadoff batter. Right here on OT. Little, what's up, baby?
Man, shout out, Legend, and shout out to your man, Metal. Hey, look, I'm going to throw a couple of names out there, Doc. With the college game today, you got to come up with some kind of tampering on regulations off the top, first of all. But I got a couple of names. You got a young man be calling in saying his father's Eddie Jordan. Eddie Jordan went to Frederick Douglass Junior High School. I was a seventh grader. He was a ninth grader. Hell of a ball player, Eddie Jordan. Mm-hmm. That's one name I throw out there as the athletic director. Him and Walt Williams, them the two names off the top as an athletic director. Willis, man, Willis never won nothing, Doc. I mean, he had his fame here. He had a couple of recruits he kept from the area in here. But my motto is to go out and get you a hot high school coach, a killer, somebody from good counsel. And then you'll influence some of these young fellas in the area that's coming up. It's not about the ones that's coming out this year. It's about the ones that's coming out the next 5 to 7, 10 years so we can make this a city of the champions. Maryland run it all. Or even go back and get Gary Williams as an AD. There's a couple of names out there, but I like Jordan, man. And if you're listening, son, Jordan was a hell of a ball player coming up in D.C. in the junior high school rankings. And he had a hell of a point guard named James Roche. Local kid, Roche went to Niagara. And if you hear me, young man, follow back on me. They used to call me Good Game coming up in Southeast, Doc. I played at Douglas, Frederick Douglass Junior High School, Southeast, one of the toughest schools in Southeast. So, look, man, I'm telling you now, my motto is to stay local. Don't go out and get you no high-priced coach, no name coach, because that's going to take the money from your NIL. Get your local high school hot coach. And, man, let's see if we can influence some of these local kids to stay home. That's all I got, big fella. God bless, man. Stay up.
Appreciate it. Can't wait to see how the vibe, whether they give you a thumbs up or thumbs down on it here. We're blessed. We got a lot of people that are very, very talented. But we will have Walt on a little later today. We'll ask him. AD move is that's asking a lot for someone that's not been an AD to become one. I don't think Maryland is experimental. I think you got to get somebody, and this is a big-time opportunity, big-time job. You should be able to get somebody that's been there, done that in this. But you never know. You never know. 1-800-636-1067 is the number, but we can find out. We're asking for your opinion. That's what it's all about. At least you have – it's a hotbed. I mean, you would think there'd be people that would be clamoring for an opportunity to get in this market. I mean, you hear rumors – you hear that a lot of, you know, blue bloods would like to have a shot at this market. And I don't think they're going to have a problem attracting people that with experience, people with pedigree. I just don't. I really don't. And I know people talk about the tug of war between football. That's going to be prevalent in a lot of places. But I think here basketball is its own thing, man. It's just, I mean, they're really, really, really noted for it, good at it, like lacrosse, really, really good at it, noted for it, wins championships at it. So this thing with Maryland, you know, it's not small time, it's big time. And what it needs is big time thinkers behind the scene. I think it's underpromoted, to be honest with you. I really think you got I don't want to say sleeping, because it ain't sleep, but I do think it has enormous potential. But you got to have some dynamic people behind the scenes that think outside of the box and aren't scared to death and don't operate like they're living in the mountains. I mean, you're in driving distance of the epicenter. I mean, we should have a little bit more punch in our overhand right. I really do. So that's what I've always felt about Maryland. Why are we acting like we don't have enough resources? We're in the nation's capital. We ain't stuck out somewhere in the mountains. I don't get it. Explain it to me. Break time. We'll be right back here on Overtime. Spring football week. Dion, you got to love Prime, and we will spend a little time with that a little later in the program. Trying to turn it into making money. NIL, you want revenue drivers. Spring ball. And for real, tried to do it with Syracuse. They knocked that down. But believe me, it will happen sooner than you expect. They'll be having games in the spring for Cheddar. Let's go to Mike in the District of Columbia. Hey, Mike, what's
morning,
up?
Rick. Morning, Rick.
Morning,
Rick. Doc, brother? Walker.
How
good,
you doing?
Man, how are you? I'm good.
Good,
I'm
man.
Good.
We got content. We got good content.
We do. So this is the man I would love to see us hire as the Maryland next men's basketball coach. Somebody who reminds me of Gary Williams, both in terms of ability to coach and passion. Chris Beard from Ole Miss. This guy, everywhere he goes, he wins. Now, there's some history there, but he has, I think he kind of redeemed himself in many ways, and he's just a great coach. He had, Texas Tech right there. He just took Ole Miss a season that they haven't had in a long time. I just think he'd be a perfect fit. I know Buzz is a good Buzz name right now in terms of a candidate, but I really think Chris Beard is one of the top coaches in all of college basketball, and I think Maryland should really make a hard push to try to go get him.
Yeah, his name will be mentioned quite often. You've got a lot of good candidates, and what I'm interested in, and I'm sure Coach Naki will have some feedback on it as well, is who wants it. You know who you may want, but who wants you? And who wants to come in here with the understanding of what the issues are and what guarantees will they get that some of these will be addressed or solved?
Agreed. But a lot, I'll tell you, there's not a much better atmosphere in all of college basketball to
I agree. Coaching, so. Oh, you ain't got to convince me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Coldfield Household Affinity. It rocks. Yeah.
Yep. Well, have a great day.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate you, Mike.
Appreciate
you. You're talking about men's and the women's Sweet 16. Yeah, you know. Let's go back out to Mechanicsville. Hey, Pat. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, bud?
Hey, man, you know what? We thrive off content, good or bad. And this one is interesting because we feel like, you know, this is a house in a really good neighborhood, nice cul-de-sac, you name it, we got it. And for some reason, we seem to have a for sale sign on it way too much. I'm just trying to figure out what the issues are and how do we fix it.
Yeah. I got you on that, Doc. You know, Doc, to me, basketball, college basketball is just not the same. They need to come up with a rule. If you're going to commit to a school, you got to stay there 2 years. That's the way I look at it. And my thing is, I got a few coaches out here. I got Tony Skins for one. And I got a couple old names out here for you, Doc. A man named Bobby Huggins, and I live down here in Southern Maryland, and I got an older fella, well, he's 73, a guy named Tubby Smith. And I love them guys, man. I think they could do wonders. I don't want a Buzz Williams at Maryland because he's going to do the same thing Willard done. See, a year or two, he'll be gone. I want somebody that if you commit to the university, you stay there for a while, man. And everything now is just about money, man.
Can you blame them?
No, you can't blame them in a way. But if you're going to do something, set a cap to the NIL and make everybody play on a level field. And that would get rid of a lot of stuff.
Okay, and when has that happened in our lifetime? When has that ever happened? When
yeah,
do you think
I
it's you. Ever going to be leveled? It's never level. Our whole system is based on ingenuity. Can you outfox the cat? I mean, it's about we. And then again, since we honor, let's be real now. People have bent the rules, circumvented the rules, done everything but what you want to say cheated, and been rewarded with championships, World Series,
right,
whatever. Okay, so what I think we've done, we've clouded this issue. Instead of saying firm, we got in bed and danced with the devil for profit.
Yep.
Hey,
you're right.
Ching
you're
ching. Right. Okay, well, when you do that, then you better be armed to be able to deal with what comes along with it. And quite frankly, we're not. And we haven't shown that ability yet.
All right, Doc. You have a good day, brother. And,
thank you, brother.
Have a good one.
Appreciate you, man. Jumbo. Welcome
back. Good morning, Doc.
How you doing,
good
man?
Morning, Doc. I'm doing well. First of all, I'll bet anybody $1,000 Kevin Willard never wins a national title. And here's why. Last year, they really weren't all that great. And this year, they were better because they had better shooters. So I don't really see where he personally improved that much. Don't get me wrong. He was nice and steady. But I don't really think it's a terrible loss. Let's try something different. John Shire sat behind Coach K. Let's pluck somebody who's been set behind John Shire on Duke. Well, we got to lose.
Well, he's got to want to do it. First of all, he's got to want to leave Duke. And you got to say to yourself, we do kind of have a little thing for disdain when it comes to Duke. I don't know if I'm sure that if we could be convinced, but right now it just rubs me wrong, especially when we have one of our own just close by that checks a lot of boxes. I mean, we've produced a lot of talent. I just would want to be, I want the interview process to at least include one of our own, if possible. Because nobody's going to understand how to skin this cat more than somebody that's been here, been through it. We know the sacrifices that Walt Williams made for the university. We know what it's like. I mean, the way Gary gave and dug in and just bled, and that's unique. I'd be interested as to what the panel thinks, and also I want to know what people really want. I think there's some people in the country that look at this job as a gold mine. I want to see how they come out. It's going to be very interesting, and that's why I'm really anxious to hear Coach Nockey at the top of the hour. Been there, done that. And he'll have a unique perspective on it. So stick and stay with that. That'll be good. So I asked the boss, can we get to Bonesy? Bonesy, I'm Southeast. Welcome home. Bonesy going once.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Good morning. Doc, this Bones calling from South Beach. Shout out to the metal. Hey, Doc, man, look, we need to get some home talent on board with the Terps. Now, I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. I'm hoping, you know, the powers that be are listening to me. You know, you got Dwayne Simpkins out there. You know what I'm saying? It just took AU to the dance, and you got Kazovich, because they say Kazovich, according to J.P. Finley, is killing them over there in the Euro League, man. You know, he coaching and taking teams to the championships and stuff like that, man. You know, so I'm saying they got to put some home talent over there to coach them guys, man, and maybe that'll help with the recruiting. And keep the whole talent here at College Park. You know, I mean, you know, stop going to get these unknown people, you know, from other organizations and stuff, man. You know, we don't need that. We need a whole talent. We got to keep the talent, like Jeep on the shop say, in the water. We got the people that's in the water, man, that's drinking the water, man. You know, we got to get them to coach the Maryland Terps, man. That's all I got to say, man. I love you, man. Have a wonderful Sunday. Peace.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll be honest. Home cooking's good, but I'll take you. You can come from Seattle, Washington. I just need somebody that's the right guy that gets the best out of this talent. When Andre Jones comes on, DeMatha, young man, and talks about the talent in this area. I mean, you can basically recruit this area with Uber. I mean, you look how many people come into this area recruiting. So, talking about hotbed, yeah, you got that. That doesn't mean they all want to stay home, but if you pump up the program, and y'all know what I mean by pump up the program, what could stop you? I mean, what could stop you? So that's my point. It looks good. But then again, there's always some things that we don't know that are behind the scenes. And that's the part where you have to make sure that, and that's why insiders, and we got lucky today to have two of them that will join us. And what I like most about all of this is that people care. There's a huge amount of sincerity when it comes to Terrapin sports, Terrapin all the way across the board. We just got to get more bang for it, and it ought to be bigger than it is. It just absolutely should. I mean, I haven't done the ACC for many, many years when they were there, and understanding resources and what's available. We got prime real estate here, but we got to act like it, and we got to show up like it, and it's going to be interesting. So, Brother Naki, top of the hour, and Walt Williams at noon. That will be that'll be interesting. We got a little activity, though. You can tell when the lines light up that people do care about this, and it's more than just the Commanders. And that's important, because we sometimes get put in that pigeonhole that nobody wants to talk about anything other than burgundy and gold football here, but that's not true. People have a lot of interest, like the Lockers return today. Much anticipated.
That's going to be big great.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
I hope they give him a win and like an Ovechkin hat trick, you know?
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Man, I mean, I don't want to overload him, but I wonder how much he slept.
Hey, man, he deserves it. He deserves a game back like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, no question. And then, you know, Beninati, he's going to lose his mind with that. It's going to be really, really cool. Shout out to Alan. I mean, May did a hell of a job in there, man. That's not easy. That environment. So we got a lot, man, a lot to look forward to. And I'll be glad to get rid of Philadelphia. I can tell you that. On the diamond, I'll be really glad for that to happen. Can you believe, there was some dialogue. Were you uncomfortable with Sweet 16 and opening day being like overlapping?
I mean, I worked all day opening day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, it didn't bother me in that sense. I mean, I wasn't at home sitting around watching stuff. I was out in the sun all day. So
yeah. I don't have a why to it. I mean, it had to be for a reason. And it'll be interesting to have that uncovered. It was interesting to me. And I started thinking about, was that last year? No, we were in April a year ago. And I'm sure there's a reason that I don't think it's that big of a thing. I mean, games being played. My guy Dave Sims, now the voice of the Bronx Bombers. And now that nickname is true. People are smashing and dashing. When it comes to baseball,
I heard something about them using like a new kind of bat or something, and that might have something to do with it. But
legally,
Somehow, slightly, and I don't know. I am not a bat expert when it comes to how baseball bats are made.
Yeah, I mean the old Louisville Slugger. You lost me when they went away from that. Then you lost me. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Of course, the fact that this Odyssey app thing and the free and the options you get on it is still mind-boggling to me, but it's a beautiful thing that you can still take advantage of that. You've been doing the marathon shifts, but I just, I guess maybe we say this every year. The best season, I mean, the hoops, the excitement, what we said last year, it just never under-delivers. It's always to that point where I really can't believe that it's happening again and again and again in these runs. I don't know if I have seen the comebacks, the 8, the 10, 12-point leads that have been evaporated. I mean, when you just think, well, this is over, and then it's not. You know, and that's the part about it. Maybe it's just my memory playing tricks on me, but I don't recall this many people coming back from double-digit deficits to win. Help me on that one. Come back after the break right here on Overtime. .11:54, and thanks to Heavy Metal, we got made it official that Kevin Willard is going to Nova. And I'm really glad that that is final, that we know. And for me, I'm ready to go, let the door hit you. Now where do we go? And that's what I want the reaction from this fan base. Where do we go? Where do you think we should go? What's your gut tell you right now? Are you relieved? Are you teed off? You thrilled? You doing the Fun Bunch high five? Or do you have a pillow in your face into a pillow? I thought Sheehan had nailed it Tuesday in his interview with him when he said, "Are you staying?" And I just thought it was terrible. One of the weakest week of coverage of a grown-ass man, as far as I'm concerned. That's why I said an hour ago, the brother needs a media coach. My advice for him and his contract, get a media coach. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Top of the hour, we will be joined by Coach Chris Knocke, who's part of that dynamic broadcast team at the University of Maryland, and we put the question to you. Where do we go forward from now? What's your reaction to Kevin Willard saying bye-bye to the University of Maryland? Stay with us.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.